As a black man born into slavery, George Washington Carver was a big fan of Paul Robeson's music. His deep voice was the polar opposite of Carver's high soprano when he used to sing in Indianola. It was 120 years ago that Carver enrolled at Simpson College and later Iowa State on his way to becoming famous for turning peanuts into hundreds of new products.
The finest use we've been able to make of peanuts is in the treatment of the after effects of infantile paralysis.
He had a squeaky little high voice when he was young, but he used to relate it to the whooping cough. So I used to think that probably that was the reason for his high voice.
Peter Burchard has been studying Carver's life for 23 years and says he believes there was another mysterious contributing factor.
Other people said, oh, he was a castrato, that he was castrated. One of them told me that he had spoken with the doctors who examined Carver's body after he died, and that apparently where there should have been testicles, there was nothing but scar tissue. So it's a little hard to figure when that would have happened, but it seems probably to have been the case.
Burchard is writing a Carver biography and has researched many thousands of letters, microfilm, and other archives. Along the way, he's accumulated a one-of-a-kind collection of Carver recordings.
When I was in college at Ames, Iowa, I had charge of a football squad and a running squad. I was the professional rubber in those days.
This is probably the best preserved sample that exists of Carver's voice from a radio interview more than 70 years ago.
We call them rubbers. We call them masseurs now because it's more dignified and sounds better. But we call them rubbers.
He was something of a healer. One person said that when you shook hands with him, you could feel this kind of electrical energy.
Ready for greatness after graduating from Iowa State, Booker T. Washington brought Carver to the Tuskegee Institute, where he taught and invented new products in his laboratory.
Dr. Carver, do you consider yourself a chemist?
I should say, with reference to that, that we have to be very careful lest the ego comes in. A person that can bake a reasonably good cake or a reasonably good pan of biscuit can't go out and put up a shingle and say that they are good cooks.
And he's got a great deal of sense of humor in that recording, and he applied the same to himself as a chemist. I'm not going to say what I am, I just do what I do. Anybody else can call it what they like.
A laboratory is simply a place where we tear things to pieces. Sometimes we can get them together again if we want to put them together, and sometimes we can. But nevertheless, we can pull things to pieces and get the truth that we are searching for.
Carver knew he was a trailblazer. From organic gardening to soy milk and alfalfa sprouts, he was ahead of his time. That voice is unforgettable, and author Burchard says the public has yet to discover how great George Washington Carver was. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.